Star Replay. Otacon, Star Podcast Replay. Loud and clear, Snake. Let's go!
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Start Replay Podcast, episode 26. You're listening to myself, Josh Boll, editor-in-chief of startreplay.com, and tonight I'm joined by Tom Dayden, not Ben Seward, because he's not here and he's failed to pick up his phone. Tom, it's lovely to have you.
Hello again.
Yeah.
I'm back again.
With a bang.
In the house. Ready for some more nerdy chat.
Yeah, we need to keep up the rhythm with these podcasts now, because we've lost the rhythm a lot.
We have.
And we need to keep it going.
I don't know what the rhythm is.
There's going to be a structure.
It's a very offbeat rhythm at the moment.
It's going to be a structure. We're going to do one every week. Boom. There you go, I said it. We have to do it now. We have to catch up to all the other ones that we lost out on.
Catch up.
So you'll be listening to our lovely voices week after week with my new voice, like this, 24/7. Of course, we're going to be talking some video game chat. We had PT, we had Gamescom, we had lots of things happening last week, which unfortunately we didn't attend, as this time last year we would have had a podcast with Jaunty and your other friend.
Oh, shit. George,
that's it.
George and Jaunty. Jaunty.
George and Jaunty, as I like to say. So, yeah, that's fantastic. And I think next year we need to go to Gamescom. Because
instead
it was
of
fantastic.
E3.
I'll be going to E3 as well.
Okay.
Yeah. No doubt about
it. I won't.
No doubt about it.
I might actually be going to Croatia next year.
Ooh, fantastic.
Yeah, so I might not be able to make Gamescom.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Depends.
It's like the Gamescom or E3. One of the two. So, there are plenty of games to talk about, Tom.
Yep.
But first, let's move on to what we've been playing.
Quack, quack, moo moo, piggy noises.
So, what have we been playing, Tom?
Call of Duty, actually, predominantly. We've been working our way through Extinction, which we have now finished. Well, we didn't finish the first one, actually. Like, the first episode, Nightfall. Working our way through the story mode there. It's pretty hectic. Fun, though. Good fun.
Yes, it's a little bit... it gets quite hectic, and even if we're on casual difficulty, it seems quite hard at times.
Yeah, especially the newest one.
I'm surprised. I would have thought casual would just be like, cool, you can explore the story and have fun just killing aliens.
Yeah.
But no, when it comes to the end, you're like, oh my god, how are we supposed to survive this?
It was a bit ridiculous.
Well, the second one, yeah, was terrible.
Not
as bad as the third one.
The second one, I mean, the end of the second
the
one was harder than the third
wasn't
one.
Wasn't as bad as the second one.
The end of the third one was bad, but
was
the
worse.
Middle of it, it got... The middle of the third one...
Yeah.
Was a lot harder than any of the others.
I think I found that bit actually okay when we were protecting the terminals. I found
yeah, that
right
wasn't too
quite
bad.
Relaxing.
Yeah, well, you had one terminal, I had two.
Well, I was looking after yours as well because I was looking at the bottom floor.
Well, they've got the new one coming out soon, haven't they? Nemesis.
Yeah.
So we'll find out
that's
what happens
end,
that
I think.
One. Yeah, I think it's four.
And we'll wait another 2 years until Infinity Ward makes a reintroduction into Call of Duty.
We'll see what
this
happens
year,
with Advanced Warfare, though, yep. Yeah. Which made my favourite so far, Modern Warfare 3.
And then we'll have Treyarch next year, and then we'll have
Infinity Ward.
Infinity Ward. Modern Infinity Ward.
So we'll have Advanced Warfare.
Black Ops 3 and Ghosts 2.
Yeah. until the end of time.
From what we can gather, they might just carry on those franchises.
It'll be Warfare.
And then it'll be
Ops.
Advanced Warfare 2.
Yeah.
And then Black Ops 4. And then
Ghosts
3.
Then it'll be Ghouls 1, 2, 3.
Ghouls.
And Poltergeist Ghouls. 1, 2, 3. And
Call of Duty Flak Jacket. 1, 2, 3.
Call of Duty Zombies.
Yeah, it'll just be called Call of Duty Zombies, and there's an entire story, multiplayer,
they'll go back to the
everything
roots.
Resorted about zombies.
Back to the roots.
Yeah, in the next
Call
few
of
years,
Duty Big Red 2.
In the next few years, yeah, they'll be like, okay, we're going back to our roots, so it'll be like
Call of Duty
4.
No, Call of Duty.
Or just Call of Duty.
The first one.
The first one. Just a HD remake.
It was so one. Bad.
No, there's already been a HD remake.
Oh, God.
Which I completed.
What for PS2?
And I actually platinumed.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, on PlayStation Network on PS3. It's great. Yeah, so we've been playing Call of Duty. I've finished off The Last of Us Remastered. I've just about platinumed South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Which came out in March. This year is definitely going
quick. Did you platinum any Batman games yet?
Origins? No,
Origins?
Yeah, but I can... Origins.
We've got a lull in gaming. You should do it now while
I
you can.
I will
you won't.
Platinum.
You won't.
Of course I will.
No, you won't.
The new Batman game is out until next year.
I'm calling
it. I have
it.
More time.
I'm
if Batman
it.
Was originally coming out in October... like
no, no, no. The new game's coming out next year, but how many games are coming out from like October onwards? Shit tons. So, hint there.
Not as many as it used to be, though.
Because
Evolve's delayed.
That's true.
Battlefield's delayed.
Oh, who gives a fuck about that?
Hardline looks really good.
It's just an extension for Battlefield 4.
But it looks good. Also, what else is delayed? There are a few games. The Order, that's delayed.
Order of Evolve, Batman.
What games? Well, we'll talk about that in a second when we go on to news, I guess.
Well, this is kind of news.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, yeah. What we've been playing. Well, what have we just played?
The shittest game you'll ever play.
We've just played P.T., the new horror game from Hideo Kojima and...
7780S
Well, yeah,
studio.
That's a fake studio.
Well, yeah, but obviously...
7780S studio.
7780s
The playable tease of Silent Hills, reinvention of the Silent Hill franchise, which I'm very happy about. First person, fantastic
no,
idea.
Not, no.
Great.
No.
Scared me shitless. Scared
yep.
Tom shitless.
Yep. Don't play
and it's
it.
It's by Guillermo
Del Taco.
Del Taro.
Del Taro. Del Taro.
Guillermo. Oh, I just can't.
Guillermo Del Taro.
Guillermo Del Taro. There we go.
Yeah. Not Del Taco or Del Tiro.
Del Taco.
Dylan Taculous. Magnificent.
Yeah, it's a great game. If you like horror games, then play that.
But just don't. Though.
You can download it now for free. The demo. It's just called PT in the demo section on PlayStation 4 only. Head there, download it, have fun, play it by yourself at
you
1 in the morning.
You won't have fun. You won't. You'll be in cold
well,
sweat.
Well, you will
after
you have the adrenaline rushes of your first big scares. They're great. You might hate them, but come on, at the end of the day, it's fantastic.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's horrible.
It's great.
It's really not. It's just... I have no words for that game other than fuck and off in that order. Ugh, horrible.
It's really good. I love PT and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to play the final game. But let's move on to some news. So what news has happened recently? We've had Gamescom.
Well, people have been protesting about Gaza.
You probably haven't captured some of the moments from Gamescom.
I've seen nothing about it, apart from the new Razer Chroma keyboard. Oh my god.
Oh, there we go.
It came up on my Facebook. Have you seen it?
No.
So you know how my keyboard is green black backlit?
Mm-hmm.
So these Chroma ones are multicoloured. As in you can choose like a essentially 166 different colours to be your background.
Oh, great.
Or you can set it to like different keys have different colours. So you can
like
completely customise it.
I like that.
So if you're playing a game, it could flash red when a grenade lands near you, like in COD, or like if you get killed or a teammate dies.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. And you can link it up with your other Razer devices, so some headsets have lights on them that can change as well, match the keyboard and your mouse.
Nice.
Cool as hell. Pointless, and it's like £200, but
yeah,
whatever.
Still.
But other than that, that's all I've heard, and that's not really gaming.
Okay, well, I watched the Sony conference. Some cool stuff came out of that. November 18th, I believe, or 17th for Little Big Planet 3. So look out for that. It's going to be fun. I think a few co-op games there should be initiated. Drive Club we've got coming, of course.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Diablo, which is out now.
When's Drive Club?
October. Beginning of October. I think it's October 8th or 9th.
I'm not going to have enough money.
We've got Destiny coming out soon. There were a few indie titles, a couple of new titles announced from PlayStation.
Yeah.
PlayStation have sold 10 million PlayStation 4s. They've sold. In 9 months, 10 million PlayStation 4s.
That's a little bit ridiculous.
Which lead them straight ahead of the pack opposite Microsoft. But Microsoft now are pulling at straws, I think, a little bit.
Have you seen the Call of Duty console?
Yeah, I've seen
that. Ah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's quite cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make up for the fact that the console's a little bit behind the times at the moment.
Though. And massive. And yeah, has power brick.
It's such a shame. It's a bit shit. Such a shame.
They've got to wait like another 10 years now until they can release another one.
They had so much confidence from the last round that they're like, yeah, sure, we can't do anything wrong.
No, you had to do something special.
I think that along with the size of the console, the architecture, the design team, the fact that a lot of people are having trouble going up to 1080p, full resolution on the console, which, again, some people don't mind, but when you have a big TV, it does make a difference. It makes a difference if you have a better resolution because things are a little bit smaller, a little bit more compact.
Crisper, clearer. Much nicer. Make a better playing experience.
But Microsoft have exclusivity over the next Tomb Raider game.
Yeah, that's true. Tomb Raider. I'm not overly fussed about that. It's a big game to have exclusivity on, but still, compared to all the other titles that are out there.
It's a huge game to have exclusivity on, but it does actually have a time limit, which I thought...
Oh, it does, yeah.
The studio haven't said they're working on a PS4 version. I call bullshit.
Already got one coded up, ready to go.
I'm pretty sure.
They're just going to hit go, and it gets sent to PlayStation Network. Yeah. Oh, shit, slip.
I'm pretty sure that after... It'll probably be a while. They might have a 6-month head start or something. Because, like, Dead Rising and a couple of other games, like Plants vs. Zombies on Xbox One, that's come to PS4 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I think it helps Microsoft in the long term, or I guess, because, they're grasping at straws and they're just trying to gain something that, you know, to form an allegiance, to form some type of fan base. They have a fan base, of course. They've sold millions of consoles, but...
Not that many millions.
Not as many as PlayStation. And I should play my Xbox One more. But at the moment, until Halo comes out, or Sunset Overdrive...
There's no reason to.
Or Forza 2.
Yeah, that looks good.
That does look good.
Ooh. So what's that other driving game coming out PS4 as well?
Drive Club?
No.
Oh, Project Cars?
No. Oh, The Crew. Is it The Crew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The massive American... Yeah, that's. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it does look quite good.
I haven't heard anything about it. Don't know when it's coming out, do you?
I believe beginning of November.
Oh, this soon, okay. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
It's an MMO, which, a bit like a Destiny kind of thing there, so you have to be online to play it. And, you know, I don't mind, but every time I hear these things, like, you have to be online to play it, it's just my old school ways. I always feel restricted. To play it. I'm like...
Just old people want internet.
What if I'm at my dad's and I don't have internet there?
Well, then get a power line.
Then I can't play it.
Power line?
Not down to the house outside.
Was it not the same mains?
No, it goes through a breaker.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah, that sucks. But yeah, you know, it's a bit irrelevant, I guess, but that's just a small niggle. I look forward to it, and it was great when I played 83 with the creative director. That was really cool. Even though I did lose the match for the entire dev team, but you know, shit happens. Oh, that was funny. I just downloaded Surgeon Simulator and Hohokam.
Whatever the fuck that is. We don't even know.
I think we should play a little bit of Surgeon Simulator.
No. It's quite fun. It's a shit game. It was shit on PC, and it's even shit on the PS4. It's a ridiculous game. And there's no point to it. You can't win.
Get trophies.
You can't win. I'm not a trophy whore, Josh. And neither am I a whore.
Well, I'm You're going both. To platinum Arkham Origins.
Right now, do it.
No. But to be fair, with Batman... Arkham Asylum, I've told you this before many times, I platinumed that in a day.
I know.
In about 9 hours, 10
I can't
hours.
Believe I only found that out at the NBA launch party.
What?
That was the first time I found out that you did it in a day. Because you were telling Dan, Will.
Another I was like, I did this.
Yeah.
Fuck. Because I was so into it, like totally into it. I played it about 7 times. And I knew where every single collectible was, when you could get collectible, when you get the upgrades. So I was literally zipping around everywhere, doing all the riddles, doing everything. so along my path to completing the game, running around like a madman. I think I started just before lunch, finished later that day. I was absolutely obsessed. That's ridiculous. And I think I'm going to do the same with Arkham Knight. I won't be able to platinum it in a day, I'm sure.
You won't have
huge
time to platinum it.
But, yeah. They did show Arkham Knight again at Gamescom, but it was the same stuff I'd already seen at E3. And All these people were saying, oh, look, all these write-ups about Arkham Knight. It's the exact same thing they showed at E3. Calm down. Like, I wrote an article and sent it to Arkhamverse, that people are quite well at that Batman thing, because they solely focus on Batman. And I don't think they posted ours, but, yeah, it's the same, it's the exact same thing. That's all 2 months ago. Cool, great demo. I just can't, I can't wait till the full game. The fact that you can play as Red Robin and also Harley Quinn.
Yep.
Oh,
saw that Red Robin bit.
So good. And I, what I really hope for, in recent times, of course, we've had a couple of games with photo modes in. We've had The Last of Us, and we've had Infamous, Second Son. I want to try and get through to them if they haven't already implemented it. And I know, of course, you have the share function in here to take photos as you want. I want...
I don't remember photo mode in Infamous.
Well, they added it as an update.
Oh.
There's now a photo mode in Infamous. And they took loads... People took amazing photos and all this stuff. So, yeah. Now, I want Rocksteady to add a photo mode to Batman Arkham Asylum. And Arkham Knight. And before I go back, actually, going back to games, I think I'd love them to remaster, but bring out the original games, or their games, Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, on PS4, on next gen. You know, make the shadows look a bit better, you know, lighting, all the stuff.
If that ever happens, it'll be a long time away.
Well, it'll be short, not that long after Arkham Knight is finished and released and everything, because they won't want to go back into Batman too far unless they've got Monshell working on another game, which they most likely have.
Batman Beyond, I'm telling you. It's that. It should be. It'll be awesome.
No, yeah, it's true. That's true. Would be pretty cool. You never know, they might play off something with the movie coming out, Batman vs. Superman. Make some type of Justice League thing. But Batman Beyond, that'd be really cool. I'm sure a lot of people there, after working Batman Arkham Origins, are like, okay, cool, we've done this, done Arkham Knight.
It'd be different.
Now let's move
certainly
into the
different
future. And that'd be great. No, I think that'd be fantastic.
That'd be really cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
But I would like to see a remaster, least of all because that means I can platinum the games again. And it just gives me another excuse.
Laugh if they just moved all the riddles around and shit, and you're like, no!
That'd be great, love it. It's like South Park. I hope that comes to next gen, which I'm sure it will, because it sold really well. I hope that comes to next gen, because that means I can platinum again.
Oh my god, you haven't platinumed it yet, once yet.
Well, yeah, I'm just waiting for a few more things. Because I'm platinuming, I started halfway through the trophies I had on the American version, and there are one or two glitches. So it's a bit annoying. But the uncensored version is really funny.
Well, I've platinumed one game, and it was the best game. Nope, didn't platinum that.
Oh, I thought you platinumed
it. Or did I? Find out.
Okay. Yeah, I love platinum games. I mean, not the studio. I love the studio too, but platinuming games. Why don't you just come out to my trophies and then compare them to yours?
That's what I was going to do. I've got to compare it here first.
There you go. That's a very pixelated photo of you, Tom.
Oh, yeah, isn't it?
It
sure looks much better like that.
Yeah, I love trophies, and I really want to get back into them, but you're right, there are a lot of games coming out where I'll be very restricted. I want to get Diablo. Really want to get Diablo. And don't worry, share functionality is coming out, so you don't actually need to own the game. You just play with me. You just play with me. Play with me, please. Okay.
Play with me, please.
Oh
shit, it's going to be miles away, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have way too many
just
games.
Just go all the way down at the bottom. No, just go all the way down. Hold
it
down.
All the way down. Look, it's not that far away from here. There you go. Oh, I'm so close. 86%.
Oh, shit. You have done a lot.
Yeah.
You've done a lot.
It's expert difficulty.
That's
the difficult bit. I can't remember what that was. I know what they are. Oh, no, wait. No, I've got them.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's cool.
I definitely did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. I did Platinum Infamous 1 and 2. So I'd like to Platinum the third one. I'd really like to do that.
I'm certain I've done those.
Go back. Let's see what else you Platinum.
Just Ratchet and Clank.
You know, if anyone is actually listening to this, we'd love to hear what you have Platinum. Yeah. What your favourite game to Platinum is. As a trophy whore myself, I have looked at some games that were really easy to Platinum, such as the Terminator Salvation game on PlayStation 3. All you needed to do was play on hard, which is quite easy, get a gold for each level you completed, and that was pretty much it.
Maybe
and then
you
got Platinum.
It's ridiculous.
Fantastic.
You ready?
Uncharted games, I think I also Platinumed. I think I might need to do the third Uncharted game. They might be redoing the Uncharted games.
You've got more trophies than me and Rizzogun.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, I certainly had higher scores than you as well.
That's great.
I've got the same one.
So, yeah. Oh,
well, I've got none. I've played it. Oh, PS3.
Yeah, as I said, so you get two sets, which is great. Which is fantastic.
Where's...
And then... Little Big Planet's gonna be good to platinum.
Welcome Park. We're trying to platinum that.
Welcome Park from the PlayStation Vita is a great platinum.
We didn't do it though.
Nope.
Ooh,
more than Borderlands 2.
Ooh, I am shocked.
Great. Talking of Borderlands, I hope they announce something soon for PlayStation 4.
Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't
it? Next gen in general. Deadly Premonition. That is one game I need to platinum.
No, you don't. You need to throw that in the bin. And piss
it's an
on
amazing
it.
Game. I tell you, if we get shit drunk sometime and then play it, it'll be amazing.
Shit drunk.
Yeah. Oh god.
Drunk on
man.
Shit. Where is it? Oh, there you go. Call of Duty Classic.
Yeah, Call of Duty Classic, 2. Infamous 2. Should come across Infamous 1. There you go.
You platinum that, but it's not 100%. Yeah, oh, new episodes, extra. Yeah. It's...
Back to the multiverse.
Oh, we tried that, didn't we? We tried that. It was the multiplayer, the co-op stuff.
Oh my god, that was so
hard. Remember, we
had to
get like level 100.
That was so hard to do.
It was the multiverse.
If anyone who's listening to this says platinum, Family Guy, Back to the Multiverse.
But okay, that's easy.
Then do it. And
yeah, 30 waves of multiverse madness.
To tell us if you've done it.
We got to like
do 15.
I think we got to 5. And we were like, nope.
I want
to
do it again. Quick.
So difficult. How I got more on Tokyo Jungle than you? That game was shit. I'm Alive. Ratchet and Clank 3.
The Ratchet and Clank 1.
Ratchet and Clank
2.
Boom!
Yeah, I wanted Platinum.
I did the fact. Do you know how difficult that. Is there a moth having a wank in your mouth? So all of these are fairly easy. That. Is not easy.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine.
No.
Easy peasy.
No. I think I got 134.
Actually, let's move on to HD remasters. What would you like to see as a HD remaster?
Oh, we've done this
and
before.
And I say HD remaster, but a game of old days that you'd like to see on PS4. Ratchet and Clank series.
No, because...
The entire Ratchet and Clank series.
Well, they've already got
it
on PS4.
Nice 1080p.
They've got it on PS4, haven't they?
No.
Yeah. Or was...
No.
No, they definitely have.
No, PlayStation 3.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
It came out on something else. Is it out on Vita as well?
Yeah.
That'd be what it is then. We've had this conversation before.
What to do with Gamescom though, there weren't any Vita announcements.
Oh no.
Yeah, there's not Crimea a lot
River.
Of love for Vita.
Yeah, it's good though. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good little game.
Eventually turn it on. And I haven't done remote play successfully yet.
I have.
Really?
Yeah, it works quite well.
Yeah.
I used it on something.
I did it on something, but I can't remember what.
Well, I just used it on COD or something. That's what I did. What game remastered, though? I'm trying to think of my old PS2 games. Crash Bash.
Yeah, well, any Crash Bash. Of course, Crash Bandicoot in general. Naughty Dog, I think.
Not even HD remastered, just bring out the game on PS4, please. On PlayStation Network, full stop. Maybe with a little bit of a booster, you know, because I don't want triangle people.
I would like another Simpsons game.
Hit and Run.
Hit and Run, that'd be cool.
That would be good, but with an online game mode. Which
yeah,
would be
I think these are dreams that probably won't come true. But I think games of more recent times, they may... You know, re-release just for the hell of it. Far Cry 3, maybe. Maybe not.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2? Oh, well, the PlayStation 2 one. I doubt they do that.
The good seeing, one. The best
seeing
one.
Seeing as though they'll do another game for Spider-Man 3 or whatever.
Which might be equally as shit as the other two. The second one looked worse than the first one, to be honest.
Well, it's a little bit better. But, can't complain too much. I think I platinumed that, actually. Well, I was near,
the first one.
I was near to platinum.
I think you might have done.
I was near to platinum. I didn't do it totally.
Yeah, a Simpsons game would be good.
The amount of hours I've wasted searching for comic books and everything else. You've wasted 5 hours of your life scrolling the streets of New York City looking
crawling,
for comic books.
Crawling the streets of
scrolling. Person. I was walking around with a scroll, just looking on a map.
Yeah, but you're a spider, you crawl.
Well,
no. What other games have we played on PS2? You're not a big cool game. You weren't a PC kid. You used to have this game called June 2000 on the PC, which is like Age of Empires and all that kind of stuff, like strategic real-time games.
Mm.
It was really good, like really good. It was a really fun one, because it had cool things in it, because it was like really modernised, like the year 50-50 or something like that. I don't know. It's probably 2016. But that was really cool. I used to enjoy that a lot. Even had a story mode. but that didn't really work, that one, on PS, like console controllers.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot of PC games make the transition now to PlayStation 4. We've got DayZ.
Oh, yeah.
DayZ's coming to PlayStation 4.
Mm.
Banging. I've always wanted to play the game, never wanted to play it on PC. Now is the time when we can all play it online together.
And all die and lose and fail
and
miserably
all die
together.
Together at the same time as well.
Because we'll be rubbish.
Nah, we'll be fantastic.
Minecraft.
Minecraft is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know how excited I am about that. I should be.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. I'll be really excited. I'll be like, oh my god, Minecraft! I'll play it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much how my Minecraft experience will go. I know Ben will probably play a lot, probably.
I'll probably play the PC version.
Yeah, that's true. He always sticks to the PSC.
PS, the Pisc.
The Pisc.
The Pacific.
Piscatalian version.
Pacific version of Mince Raft.
I think it's time for your Magic Minute.
So
now it's time for Tom Dayton's Magic Minute. So what would you like for your Magic Minute, Tom? So you know what? I'm just going to spring on you. Magic Minute starts now.
Well, I don't have a topic, so this is ridiculous.
Well,
stop that now.
This is what happens.
Stop it.
When I
just stop,
no,
stop it.
There's no way of stopping
well,
it now.
Well, then this is going to be the most boring minute of your life.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Me.
Your Magic Minute will start in 10 seconds.
What topic, though?
Well, PT. Mm-hmm. Describe PT in 60 seconds. Starting now.
Sucks. Fucking sucks. It mentally fucks you up. It also is scary. Actually, there is a big jump. There's three big jumps, four or five, if you're actually playing it. It's all mental. It's all in the mind, and it fucks your mind. PT gets its fist and just puts it up your rectum. That's essentially what it does. It's disgusting, really. It is clever, though, and it's a clever way to showcase a new game and what they're capable of and what they may what they may bring into the game. I can assure you I will not be playing the game when it comes out, and I never want to play that game or anything else by Hideo Fukojima ever again. Goodbye.
That's a great Magic Minute.
Thank
what
you.
About Metal Gear Solid? That's a great game.
I don't want to play it now.
It's not scary.
I don't want to play it anymore. He's lost a customer. I was never his customer. I've never played any of the games, and I never want to because I don't care for them. I have no love for games that I have not played. Well, that makes no sense.
I have no love for any games anymore.
I am a bookworm.
Oh, Tom, do you want to play Advanced Warfare?
Haven't played it, no.
Let's just come out.
A series.
Don't care.
I'm a man of habit. I don't like change. That's why I don't eat anything.
Here, let me give you some.
No, I've got some on my desk, thanks.
Good.
That's great.
Great.
So, back to games and not change.
Games.
What are you most excited for in the new year? Just anything gaming related. Doesn't have to be a game coming out, it could be anything.
Yeah, well, gaming related, I think the Batman, if I'm invited, the Batman Arkham Knight press junket. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that Kevin Conroy will be there.
That'll be cool.
And yeah, I'm looking to a lot, you know, looking forward to a lot of games. I think there's going to be a lot of games coming out next year. Especially with the delays, so we're gonna get to play Evolve finally. Batman, the
Evolve.
Order.
Yes, I'm so excited for that game.
Oh my god, GTA's coming out later this year.
Yep.
I keep forgetting about that. Like, oh my god. It's gonna be great. So
it's gonna be fucking insane.
Oh my god.
In the membrane.
So yeah. Lots of
Why have you got your hand up your trousers?
I was stroking my leg.
Oh, okay. You were stroking it because it was itchy. That's not even a sentence
Good
that
excuse.
People say. Nope. Stroking master.
No, there's lots in the next year that I'm really excited about. I'm excited to see how Project Morpheus will come along.
Yeah, I wonder how they'll integrate it with kind of more mainstream games rather than their own little demos.
Yeah,
be interested to see that.
A way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you? What are you excited about next year, Tom?
It's a very good question.
Oh, Tearaway is coming to PS4.
I don't really know how it's going to work.
Well, they've invented new controls just with the PS4 controller. So you like shine your light bar at the screen, it'll be like a light in the screen and stuff like that. And everyone will be like, and be like, ah, look at my light, and then the piggy can go to your control and it'll be like rattling around and making noises, and then you'll like throw it back in, all this stuff. It'll be great.
Well, I'm not overly excited for that. Well, maybe actually it might be quite good.
Then you can draw massive penises
indie
with
games
the touchpad on the chipmunk's head.
Now I'm oh god. Draw, make me a crown. Okay. There I am, I made a lovely little crown, and you drew a huge dick. A massive dick on the chipmunk's forehead. Squirrel, actually. And then you see him later on, he's still got a dick on his head. Really big one. Indie games. I want more indie games. Like Fez. I was holding it in my face, it's right by my mouth, see? Indie games. Yeah.
We've got Rhyme, we've got The Witness from John Blow.
Well, you know, just not like big ones that are difficult or anything, but just chill ones that you can just kind of blast through and
go,
that was nice.
Hotline Miami in the next couple of months.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. But that's not next year.
It's going to be great, though, because it's two player.
We
can play together.
We can play with each other.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Help us.
Help us. I want a really, really, really addictive multiplayer game. Something completely off the charts.
Destiny.
Off the radar. Well,
I think,
that'd be good,
Destiny,
but it's just another.
A really addictive one.
It's another FPS, though. It will be.
We'll all start playing together, leveling up together, buying our own shit.
And we'll be in a raid fire party
and
team thing.
We're amazing!
Yep.
Basically.
It will be like that. We'll be true nerds doing raids and questing and stuff. Yeah. I would like some Borderlands news. I would like to expect that next year.
Borderlands
please,
would be
2K.
Cool.
So if something was released about that, or just hinted at. No, not hinted at.
Randy Pitchford has already said they're not making one. Well, he did a few months ago, so I'm sure they are now. But
it would be good if they did.
Yeah. That'd be really cool. I actually met the creator of this game.
Surgeon Simulator.
Very eccentric, yeah. It's cool. So yeah, I guess that's where we could end the podcast. Nice, short and sweet.
Yeah, just a little catch up. Well, that's the thing, if you're doing them every week, they can be shorter.
Exactly. And we release them quicker.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed listening to this.
So do I.
Alicia, because I know you'll be listening.
Yep, thanks, one listener.
Anyone else who happens to stumble across our podcast, thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so look forward to one in the next week.
See y'all laters.
See y'all laters. My name's Josh Ball.
My name's Tom Dayton.
And goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Don't me.